Whatever a person, a private person, brings carbon that he donates, or the carbonus chayva, the ma'adechem, or the carbonus chayva, so you're obligated to bring in conjunction with the carbon, minchas nesachim, you have to bring benachas or nesachim. This is not the same as the carbon mincha bob, if the person wants to donate a carbon mincha, that's a separate thing. Then you do kmitza, you burn the kohanim, and the kohanim eat the shiori ha-mincha. Unless it's a minchas koyim, then it's kulo kolo. But on a minchas yisrael, so you burn the koyim. It's here, Rashi points out from the Mishnayis, that you don't do any kmitza, you burn the whole mincha. Or here, the nesachim come in conjunction with the carbon. There's another institution of hamisnadav yayin. A person donates a carbon yayin. That's the whole carbon. Here, it's not talking about that. Here, the yayin comes in conjunction with the carbon. The Gemara says that this institution of Menachas and Nesachim, well, we say in the davening, the cousin of the king from Dubar, so this doesn't necessarily have to be brought on the same day with the carbon itself. I can bring the carbon today, then I can bring the Menachas and Nesachim, afilo ad asara yom. You can bring it even 10 days later, you bring it at a later date. That's the shayla. The Gemara has the Levim used to sing the Shir Shalom. The Levim only sing Shira when a carbon Sibur is brought. On a carbon Yochad, there is no Shira. So the Levim used to sing the Shira at Ein Amir Shira El Alayayin, at the time the Kohanim would be pouring the wine down the pipes on the Mizbeach. That's when the Levim would sing the Shir Shalom. So the Gemara has a discussion in Erechin. What if, let's say, it's a Thursday, and they didn't have any wine, so they didn't do the Nisach HaYayin in conjunction with the Talmud Shel Shach HaTalmud Shel Vein HaVayim today. So they get wine tomorrow, they get wine next Wednesday. So when they pour the wine for the Thursday's carbon from a week ago, do they say the Shir Shal Yom of Wednesday, of next week, or do they say the Shir Shal Yom of Thursday? So the Gemara discusses that Shaila in the topic of Shiras Alevim. Mara says this wine, what do you do with the wine that you bring in conjunction with? If a person donates a separate korban of wine, then normally a korban has to be burnt on the fire on the Mizbeach. So the Mara says, Machlekes, and a lot of Tanoim and Amarayim think that it's not the Yayin, if the whole korban consists of Yayin, Mevi'a Mizapha, Gabi Hoishim, you have to pour the wine slowly on top of the fire. So if you're going to pour a whole bottle of wine on top of the fire will get extinguished. So it'll be in violation of Eish Tami. That's a lot, but you have to be mezalva. You have to sprinkle the wine. It's going to take forever. You have 5 gallons of wine. You sprinkle the wine. Take hours and hours and hours to have the wine evaporate and go up. The smoke should go up to heaven, figuratively, as if you're sending it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Matana. So if you have gallons of wine, you have to sprinkle. It's going to take a very long time. So that's not what they meant. These menachas and nesachim, they didn't put on the fires. The dam of the carbon there was zorik on the mizbeach, and the chelev they burnt on the fire. So this is in conjunction with a carbon that had akrav on the mizbeach. So the yain over here, they poured down the shisim. So the Gemara says that there was a machlekes exactly what you're supposed to do with the yain. How exactly do you pour the wine that comes in conjunction with the carbon? How do you pour the wine on the mizbeach? So the Gemara says for the whole period of the Bais Rishon, for the 410 years. They did it one way, and then in Bais Sheni they did it differently. That's what the Sfasem is asking on that Gemara. How can it be that for 410 years they did it wrong? Every day they did the Nisach HaYayin wrong. But they finally woke up in the beginning of Bais Sheni and they did it correctly, and that's how the Rama Paskins. You got to do it the way they did in Bais Sheni. So the whole Bais Rishon they did it wrong. That's his kasha. So he gives a the Kabbalah, he tries to give usually in the Gemara. The Sfasem is on Gemara, goes to Gemara. But he gets stuck over here, he starts to give up. Pikabov, he suggests a third. The Pashtus says that it's not difficult. You have all the time. You have a machlokes satanayim. In one generation, they paskin one way. In the next generation, they paskin the other way. They knew what the precedent was that in the earlier generation, they paskin differently. That's the halacha. Ein lecha l'shefet shebi amecha. And each generation, they follow what the Rabbanim say in that generation. That's his question. It comes out that they did wrong for 410 years. They didn't do wrong. That's Eilim Yehuda did with the Kimchat. What do you do whenever you have? The Mishnah says this was the Psak on the Kupol. And Bezin Shal Achreim Omru, in a later generation, they changed the Psak because the consensus changed. There are many machlokes, and you always follow the majority, whatever the consensus is. So many shaylos in recent years, that before the Second World War in Europe, it was assumed one way, And after the war, different dinim, they assume differently. Not because the rabbis are more mekel or they're more machma, whatever. They look at it differently. In every generation, people look at things differently. That's what we were just discussing before. That's why I'm, this is 2 minutes why I'm late. Someone was discussing, how could it be a machlokes avishayim on the Seder of the parashas in itself? So I said that Rabbi Torah Shlema, Rabbi Mendel Kashi gives a suggestion. Maybe in the Natura the Seder of the parashas is not Me'akev. And the Gemara says the Seder is Me'akev. Maybe it's only the Rabbanah. So that's the machlokes that they had from the earlier generations. They had tefillin, all kinds of pairs of tefillin. So everybody was wearing all kinds of tefillin. And then when they said what the din is, so then it was later it's forgotten. What did they say the din was? Because we have he has from his grandfather. There was something different pairs of tefillin. For the different opinions, what the Seder of the parashas is supposed to be. So the one who was asking said, but the Mishnah Berurah says that the Seder of the parashas is deraisa. So I said, maybe it's deraisa, but it wasn't given to Moshe Rabbeinu. Maybe it was a din deraisa that was developed in later generations. We assume that there are a lot of dinim deraisa that were developed in later generations. That's in the Hakdamas HaRambam to the Pirush HaMishnayos, he quotes that the Goinim said that every single din was given to Moshe Rabbeinu. And every time there's a machlokes in the Gemara, it's based on shikha. They simply forgot. So the Rambam says that that's an embarrassment to say like that for the Jewish people. It means we forgot more than we remember. There are more things that they argue about than they agree about. How can it be that they forgot so much? Everything was given to Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Rambam says he doesn't think that that's true historically. Moshe Rabbeinu was given the Torah Shebichzal. He was given a few halachos la Moshe Sinai, which are not so many. The Rambam gives you what he thinks is the complete list of all the halachas of Moshe Messina. Then it was given the Midrash HaTorah and the Drashas then. And then they were told in every generation, the Chachamim Shedarshan are based on the Midrash HaTorah and the Drashas then. And these will become Dinim Deraisa. So when the Chachamim develop a Din Deraisa based on Midrash HaTorah and the Drashas then, so what happens with that Din Deraisa? Is that do you say, Gloy Muslim Akre, that this was always a Din from the days of Maimon HaSinai? Or do you say, no, that this is only Nikon of HaKol? So the Chidah quotes that that's a machlokes achrayim. If a Bezdin institutes a din derabbanan, so it's a Russian chulin, the first pair of the chulin, he says that for sure is only chal mikan al habo. That's not chal amafreya. Let's say they made the gvina sakum. They asked the gvina sakum. So what about the gvina sakum that I had from yesterday? So he says, whatever you had yesterday was kosher yesterday, it remains kosher today. If they made the gzera chal abakum, gvina sakum, that's mikan al habo. Whatever gvina will be made, mikana labo will be also. Whatever is made until now was kosher, so it remains kosher. So that's sure. That's for sure. The shadow is when the Bezdin institutes a darshan's a din deraisa. So that's a machlokes achrayim. That could be that din deraisa is also only mikana labo. That's what they quote from the Chazon Ish. But he thinks that the din of deraisa, that the Bezdin's mechadish, are only mikana labo. It's not chalam abe. So it could be that by his reason they did the nisach hayayin one way. By Sheni did it differently. By Svishan that was the din, and by Sheni that was the din. Doesn't mean that they did wrong, it doesn't mean that they did right. They're both right. Two ways to read the pasuk. That's how the Gemara says, two ways to darshan the pasuk. And they didn't feel compelled, when they built the by Sheni, they didn't feel compelled to follow the precedent. Precedent is not that strong in halacha. The Gomegoyim disagrees with Rishayim, not Achrayim. Shach disagrees with the Shulchan Aruch. You have a lot of generations. The Talmud Chacham comes up, and he disagrees with all with the Pesach HaMekubal. The Gemara says you should listen to what he has to say. You shouldn't just reject it out of hand. Sometimes Mokam Inichum in Hashemayim to reverse the Pesach. Dinim Deraisa, Dinim Yavam. I remember during the Eichmann trial, Gideon Hausner was the lawyer to argue out the case against Eichmann. So he was quoting a precedent, a psak from a judge in Idaho. He didn't know how to pronounce Idaho. He lives in Eretz Yisrael, so he said Idaho. So I remember the judge said Tagid Idaho. He had to correct him. You got to pronounce it Idaho. You don't pronounce it Idaho. He's quoting a psak from a judge. He doesn't know who in the world the Shikara Goy was. He doesn't know what Idaho is. He doesn't know how to pronounce it. But yes, that would be a joke. What are you quoting a judge that you never heard of? What is it got to do? What do you say? But yes, precedent is not that that strong. Yeah, when you write, if the person doesn't, then he's not an original thinker. See, Rav Moshe Pachshon, write the tshuva. Rav Soloveitchik, he worked out a shaila. You look in the Chumash, you look in the Gemara, sometimes the answer is down the Chumash. The Mishnah says sometimes you have to look in Chumash to figure out. The Mishnah says if you don't know what the din is in Zaraz, Batim, or Negoim, look in the Chumash and you find the answer. Don't look in the Mishnah, look in the Chumash. If you don't know what the din is in Tumas Ohel, look in the Mishnah, because you won't find too much in the Chumash at all. But the certain din, you find the answer in the Chumash. Then if you don't find it in the Chumash, then you got to look in Mishnah, and Gemaras, and then you work it out. You're not mechuyev to look in the Achrayimus. Many Talmid HaChachanim have a different derech. They look in the latest Svarim that were just printed. So that's a different style. But basically, we don't necessarily follow precedent. Like over here. And they built the Bayis Sheni. They knew what the precedent was in Bayis Rishon. They looked in the Chumash and they used the Midrash HaTorah and the Derech HaTorah and they darshan differently. They had the right to. If a person is a Chacham Shehigil Laro, it's not a Higil Laro, it's not a title to his niece, not a title to anything.
Wouldn't Bishop Levi say that the Luchos Rishonos had all of Tarsh Rav Ta'an in it as well?
Mm-hmm.
So we see that all these dinim existed, no?
I think there was. I don't think it had the whole Tarsh Rav Ta'an. It had much more than the Luchos Shnias had. It had a lot of Tarsh Rav Ta'an, but there's still room for more Tarsh Rav Ta'an. I don't think it had any. So this is the first Parsha you have in the end of Parsha Shlach. Then you have the mitzvah challah. Challah is one of the mitzvahs that plays, but it only applies in Eretz Yisrael. It's a strange thing. Why should it be considered a mitzvah plays, but if the Mishnah say, if you take flour from the Gerul and Chutzlort and you knead dough in Eretz Yisrael, then it becomes chayv and challah. If you take flour from Eretz Yisrael, take it to Chutzlort and you knead dough here, you're not chayv and afrashas challah. It all depends whether Elisha was done. Why is it considered a mitzvah plays, but it should be a mitzvah on a baker? It doesn't really depend on where the gidl was. It's a strange thing, but that's how often the chal is considered for the mitzvah of Tzvi Zvaretz. The Gemara says in Subis, and Ad Chapei, that it's different from the other mitzvah of Tzvi Zvaretz. The Pasuk uses the expression, Bevoi Achem al Ha'aretz. So Rashi quotes the Losh and the Gemara, Mishuna B'yazum Mikol B'yar Shabbat Torah. By all the other mitzvahs, by Chumas and Maisus, and Lek and Shikha and Peya, and Shemitah B'yayvel, it only begins after Eretz Yisrael was Niskadesh, which took 14 years. So the mitzvahs, all the other mitzvahs began year number 15, which is Nichnas Yisrael Ha'aretz. And Chala began right away, take it from the Yad. Over here it says, Duvayachan al Har. As they're coming into Eretz Yisrael in the first 14 years, the mitzvah began. The others began after Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim began right away. So that's in the one direction. Chala began earlier. On the other hand, the Gemara says, it's all on the same daf. The Gemara says that since it says over here the Vayakem, so it may have the implication of Bias Kulchem. So it could be that in the Kufa Vayisheni, that Eretz Yisrael had Kedusha, it could be that the Chiyuv to be Mafish Trumas and Maisris was their Raisa during the period of Vayisheni. Masheini came Chala, the Gemara suggests that was only the Rabbanan, even in Eretz Yisrael proper, because there never was a Bias Kulchem. So the Gemara seems to say beferish that this mashmoes, so challah is different from the others. Ben Mekul, Ben Mechuv. Challah existed in the first 14 years because you didn't need the full kedushas Eretz Yisrael, for which you needed the Yerusha Yeshiva, the kibush mechiluk. And on the other hand, for challah you need the askul. Comes in the Bayis Sheni, it was only the Rabban and it wasn't the Reis. This is what the Gemara says. The Rambam writes that you need the askul. The Trumas and Maisis and Pishmita. So that's what they all ask on the Rambam. It's against the Gemara. The Gemara says Bias Kulchem is only when you get the challah. Why does the Rambam say it's? That's the way the Rambam writes that the Trumas and Maisis Bisman Azeh is only with the Rabbanon. That's the Lashon the Gemara has. And he says Bisman Azeh doesn't only mean Bisman Azeh after the Churban Abayis. Bisman Azeh means Alfilu Bisman Bayin Sheni. It's only with the Rabbanon. Why is it only with the Rabbanon? Because there never was a Bias Kulchem. So that's the pella. What do you need? Bias Kulchem is only a din of challah. It's not a din in Trumas and Maisis. Some of the Gedolim suggested that there's a misprint in the Rambam. It shouldn't say Bias Kulchem. It should say Kol Yashveh Ha'Alev. Kol Yashveh Ha'Alev. The Gemara has in the end of Erech and Adaf on the base. That's a din in Yovel. That's the pasuk on the Liberty Bell. Cross from Drabarz B'Chol Yashveh. There's a bunch of Kol Yashveh Ha'Alev. So when you don't have, so the Gemara says towards the end of the period of the Bais Rishon, After Sancheirav, Bilbo was called on Kudai, so he was Magle, Reuven, God, and Chatzishevit HaMenashe, so the Gemara says, Yoibol and Mitzvah Yoibol was not observed. If you don't observe Yovel, so that's a shaila, that you observe Shemitah min Atarah. You're going to be observing every 7th year Shemitah, knowing in advance that it can't possibly lead up to Yovel, because there's no Kol Yashvel now. So that seems to be a machalik yisatanoim in Parshas Bahar. If you know that Shemitah is not going to lead up to Yovel, do you have to observe Shemitah min Atarah, or is the Shemitah only mid Rabbanah? So if you hold that the Shemitah is only mid Rabbanah, then there's room to argue that the Trumas and Maisis is only mid Rabbanah. Because Trumas and Maisis, you have to be mafresh each year on that year. You can't be, let's say, the Shana Shniya you mafresh Maisis Sheni, the Shana Shlishi you mafresh Maisis Rani. You have to know what year of the Shemitah cycle you're holding in. And even the first 2 years are exactly the same, Trumas and Maisis Sheni, you can't be mafresh Mishana Al Chavata. The Pasuk says, in Re'ei, Aserti Aser Spotuvas Arecha Yetza Sada, Shana Shana, you can't be mafresh Mishana Al Chavata. So when it comes to Trumas and Maisis, that's a function of Shemitah. You have to know what year of the Shemitah cycle are you holding by to know what you're mafresh and how you're mafresh. You can't be mafresh b'shan al-chavetah. So if you say that after Reuben and brought Nechat Tishev Tamarashi went into Golus, so Yovel was not observed, that's a Gemara. And then you say, because you need Kol Yashveh Ola, not because of Bias Kulchan. Bias Kulchan maybe is only Din HaChalam. So that's what some Gedolim have to say. It's a misprint, I think probably in the new editions of the Rambam. They probably don't have any manuscripts they have like that. How can it be? It says a misprint in the Rambam, it's the wrong pasuk. The Rambam really quoted the other pasuk of Kol Yashveh Olel. So Kol Yashveh Olel is only a din in Yovel, but the Rambam passes that Shemitah is a function of Yovel. And Trumas Mais is a function of Shemitah, you have to know what year you're in. So the Mele, the whole Trumas Mais is Bizman Asakil, Bizman Baisheni, is only the Rabbanon because of the lack of Kol Yashveh Olel. But that's not what it says in the Rambam. It says Bias Kulchan. So that's the problem. How does he apply Bias Kulchan to Trumas and Maisis? The Pasuk says, May Rashis Arisoi Seifem. May Rashis for Loi Kol Rashis. May Rashis for Loi Kol Rashis. So that's why the din is, O Isa Kol Isasa Chala Loi Asa V'Loi Kum. Let's say a farmer has bushels and bushels of Tavuah. He wants to be very generous to the Ghanim, so he designates everything as truma. So the din is, the Mishnah says that it's not chal. If you're mafrish, you have to be mafrish. Part has to become truma. You have to have chulam misukon. You can't give everything as truma. Oh, he said, kol garnoi truma. Oh, he said, kol isosa ichala. Lo yosu lo klum. That's the din on may reishis below kavish. It has to be mater something. You have to have some shiran. The Pashto says that it's only when you need a mat. Let's say, Oisa Kol, he's mafresh everything as Bikurim. I think the Mishnah says that it is Chal. He wants to donate everything, the whole field, he wants to give as Bikurim, and there's nothing left over for him. So I think the Mishnah says in Bikurim that it is Chal. Why? Because Bikurim, if you're not mafresh Bikurim, it doesn't make it Tevel. Here, if you're not mafresh Bechala, everything is Tevel. If you're not mafresh Chumas and Maisis, everything is Tevel. So the Hafrosha has to be Mate the Yisa Tevel. By Bikurim, there is no Yisa Tevel. So it doesn't have to be Mater anything. So if you want to donate, everything is Bikurim is good. The din is by Truma. Chitachas Pateras is Kolakri. If you give a Mashahu, it can pater up the Yisa Tevel on everything. Or you can give from 0.0001% all the way till 99.99%. You can't give 100%. You can give as much as you want. And as much as you give, the whole thing will become Truma. But let's say you're mafresh 1%, and then you want to be mafresh a second time, another percent, then it's not chal. Once you're ready, we're mafresh the truma, so the Yisra Tevel, the Gabi, the truma went off, so you can't be mafresh a second amount of truma. But if you're mafresh bevasachas, 99%, so everything is chal. That's the mashal that the Rabbi Yoni gives in Masechet Brochus, in his commentary on the Rif. He says, how much Tosefes Shabbos do you have to make? So he says, there's a period of time before, you can't be Mekabel Tosefes Shabbos on Thursday. You can't be Mekabel Tosefes Shabbos Friday morning. There's a cutoff point. Before that time, you cannot be Mekabel Tosefes Shabbos. And then it comes to the point that it's already Bein Hashmashes, so you don't need Tosefes Shabbos. Bein Hashmashes is a Sufik, Yom Sufik Lilo. So you have some period of time where you are able to be Mekabel Tosefes Shabbos. How much? So he says it's like Afrosh's Truman. If you want, you can be Mekabel 5 minutes extra. If you want, you can be Mekabel half an hour extra, as much as you want. The din of Hafrosha Skala B'chutz L'Oretz is clearly only Midrabbanah. The Gemara says that we assume that Chala B'zman Hazeh and Eretz Yisrael is only Midrabbanah. But the Chala B'chutz L'Oretz is a lower level than the Rabbanah. You have many coolers in the Gemara in Chorus and Daf Chav Zayin. Gemara has a list of kulas and chalas kuslas that do not apply the chala Eretz Yisrael. You don't just say whenever it's only the rabbanon, so all the kulas apply. It says the Farish and the Paskin that all the kulas only apply to chalas kuslas. The Eretz Yisrael and Mishnah is in one place, right? It's not so, and all of the Paskin say that it's not correct. The Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasle quote. All the later rabbanim say that the Eretz Yisrael is not correct. I remember years ago in Eretz Yisrael, the boys of Eretz Yisrael didn't trust the Rabbanut and Afrash is Trumas and Isis. So when you would buy a bottle of soda, the soda had flavoring that grew from fruits and vegetables in Eretz Yisrael. You have to be Makrish Trumas and Isis. I remember we used to drink a whole bottle of soda and leave a few drops at the end, and then there would be Makrish at the end. Why? Based on the Gemara, that Chalas Chutzlah, Tzach V'Helech, V'Achakach Makrish. So he said it's only the Rabbanut. Only the Rabbanan said that the Yechel V'Hoylech V'Achakach Mavrish. So that's exactly what all the Poskim say, that the Pharisee Surah is not right. He writes like that. That on all Chumas and Isis, that's only the Rabbanan, you can Yechel V'Hoylech V'Achakach Mavrish. So the Poskim say it's not correct. It's a special Kula that only applies to Chalas Kutzalorans. But we say Chala, say in Mavrish Chala. And some have the Nusach HaBroch, Asher Kishan Tazon HaLachrosh as Chala. So the Vilna Goyen writes that that's not really correct. That the more correct nusach should be ala frash astruma, ala hafrash truma, ala frash astruma. He says the word chala in biblical Hebrew means the iso. And the Mishnah is the word chala refers to the truma that you take out. But in biblical Hebrew, Reishis Arisai Sechem chala tarimu truma. So what you take out is called truma. And the whole batch of dough is called chala. Reishis HaVisei Sechem Chala Kama Tarimu Truma. So the Vilna Gaon says that the klal is that brachas have to be recited in a biblical Hebrew. You don't recite brachas in a slang, in a colloquial, in a loshim and yod. Brachas and tefillas are supposed to be in a biblical Hebrew. So that's why he thinks that the nusach HaBracha that mentioned in Shulchan Aruch HaFrashas Chala is not the correct one. That's in Loshen HaMishnayis, you have that you call the Mishnayis. Chala, Afrashas Chala, Koreshem Chala, but that's Loshen Mereyon, and that's not Loshen HaTana. Rabbi Akiva Eger, in his commentary on the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch Yerideya, Hilchos Chala is in the third Chelek Yerideya. So Rabbi Akiva Eger quotes the Ravid on the Rambam, who quotes the Shildas, who says that when the women are Mafish Chala, women, men, whoever is Mafish Chala. So first he said, Bracha Sheikh Shem Tazanu, Allah Frosh Has Chala, Allah Hafish Truma, whatever Nusach he's going to say. And then you should say, Hareze Truma La Shem Allah Kola, Hareze Chala, you have to be Kore Shem. What is Rabbi Kivegi quoting over here? Because the meaning by the women is that they don't do that. They just say, Akel Sheikh Shem Son, Allah Frosh Has Chala, or those are a little more malamadas, they say Allah Frosh Has Truma. And then they just take out the chala and then they put it on the side. They don't say anything. So how is it chala? So the din is that chuma is nitalas b'machshava. The din is b'nechshav v'chem chumaskim. It says in the next week's parash. B'nechshav v'chem chumaskim k'chuma k'adogim v'nagam v'chem le'em v'nayakev. So the poshim shat in the pasuk b'nechshav v'chem chumaskim, it's considered. When the Levi gets the ma'aserishim and he's ma'afish ma'aser min ha'ma'aser, he gives it to the kohen. The chumas ma'aser that you give to the kohanim has the same status. Kadogam and agam chamleim and ayakim has the same status as the chumah gdoila that the former gives to the kohen. So that's the pasuk shad. The pasuk benechshav zeh hashuv kemo. This is has the same status as. And the Torah Shemalpeh has an additional level of interpretation. Benechshav v'chem chumaskim that chumah nitelus me'machshav. If I'm mafresh truma, and I don't say hareza truma l'ashem, but I think it in my mind that's good enough. Even if I don't mafresh it, I don't even have to pick it up. I have 100 bushels. It's supposed to be mafresh 2%. So he has in mind that these two, he doesn't have to look at it. He doesn't have to be there. He just, each bushel has a number. He has in mind the bushels number 1 and 2 should become truma and everything. Doesn't even have to pick it up. Doesn't have to say. So that's the halacha that truma nitelus machshava. So here also, the women say the bracha ala frash is chala, ala frash is truma. Then the mafrish the chala and they put it on the side, they burn it. So when they take out the chala, they have in mind that it should be chala. So that's Rabbi Kivega is quoting the Ravid on the Rambam, he's quoting the Shiltas who's saying that that's not proper. The more correct practice is, you should declare. You shouldn't rely on Truman and Telus Machshava. You should pronounce it with the lips. Why? If the din is Truman and Telus Machshava, it's perfect. So the Nitziv has an essay about this and his beer on the shulchan. So he thinks that even though Truman and Telus Machshava, but if you cut Hashem, Truman tells Malshav is an exception to the rule. We really should have considered Afrasha's Truma as an act of Haflor. Haflor means the Dor Mishvus and the Zivus and Hekdashis and Erech and Echarom, everything that's Chalaya Dei Dibur. Kiafli means the Farish Bisvasa. Rashi says parlay balas, to talk, to say something. So, Mufla Samach Liish. A lot of Tanoim, Shulchanot Paskins like the Ram, a lot of Tanoim hold that a mufla samat liyish who can take a nether is able to be mafrish truma also, because it's an Indian of haflor. The Vilna Gaon thinks we should pass like the other tanoim, that the mufla samat liyish cannot. Okay, but the Shulchan Aruch says a mufla samat liyish can be mafrish truma. The Gemara talks about she'elo, just like there's hataras nedarim and a nether very shvua, so too there's hataras nedarim a person who's magdish a carbon. So you can be mat a nether, you can undo the kedushas. Not only mat a nether, I took a nether to bring a carbon and I realized I can't afford it. It's too expensive. I didn't realize. Not only that kind of hataras nedarim on my neder. I said, I raise that shlomim. I raise the oila. You can be mater that neder also and undo the kedushas hakarbon. So the same is true on challah. On truma, the Gemara says that truma is a dov shesh matin. You can undo it ayidei she'elo. But really, truma should have belonged to the category of haflora, and in the area of haflora, it always requires. You have to pronounce it with your lips. So the Gemara says that this is an exception to the rule. It's called the machshavas, so the Nitziv has a chiddush. It's not called the full kedushas truma. The full kedushas truma would be if you would pronounce it with your lips. It's a chiddush that it's chal lachatzayim, but it's not fully chal. So that's the hasoge that Rabbi Kivega is pointing out, that the women don't have men, women, whoever. At home, usually the women bake. Bakeries, men or the women, whoever is mafresh challah. Many of the balabatim don't do the hafrosha the pet. They just rely. They say the bracha, then they koreshem and machshava. So that's what Rabbi Kivega is quoting. That the ravid live is manazeh, and the shiltas live is manazeh, and everything is tomei. And even though there's a problem with truma tomei, you're going to have to burn it. So maybe one could have argued the point and said, why should I burn truma tomei that has a full kedushas truma? You're not allowed to burn truma. It's the mishmeres truma, but if it's tamei, so you got no breris, you have to burn it. So why should I make the truma full kedushas truma by making hafrasha b'peh? Maybe I should only do hafrasha b'leh, b'machshava. So I won't have the full kedushas truma, so I won't be in violation. I won't be in full violation of the din of mishmeres truma. So that's the argument against. So that's what the Nitziv says. That's what Rabbi Kivega quotes from the Ravid, who live with manazah, everything is telling you anyway. The quotes from the Shiltas also live with manazah, everybody, all the participants, all the people, all the doves are all telling you anyway. And he still says you should be Koreshim. So the Nitziv explains that's what the Chiddush is. He thinks that the Minigah Noshim is more correct. The Nitziv says maybe the Minigah Olam is the more correct meaning, because a suggestion just like it. There is a Gemara that just like there's a din, a Nazir is not permitted to enter the Beis HaKvaros, a Nazir is not allowed to be Mitame himself. And if the Nazir is Mitame himself, he gets Malkus. Similarly, if a person is in the cemetery, is in the Kabbalah, and the Naziris, he also gets Malkus. What's the Malkus? And Avera for taking the Naziris? Yeah. So the Gemara seems to say that the Easter for a Nazir to be Mitame himself is an Easter. You're not allowed to bring about a state where there's a Nazir Tomei. But the Gemara says it's the same thing, whether you are Tumah and you're Mekabal Nazir, or you are a Nazir and you're Mekabal Tumah. It's the exact same issue. You're like it either way. If a person is in the Beis HaKvaros, who's Mekabal and Naziris, that's equivalent to a Nazir who goes to the Beis HaKvaros. So one would have said over here the same. There's an Issa Mishmeres Trumaisai. If you have Trumah, you're not allowed to be Metameyid. So maybe if you have Issa Tmeya, you're not allowed to be Mafresh Trumah from it. You're bringing about the state of Truma Tumeya. So maybe we should declare it's the same degree of an Avera to be Mitame Truma or to be Mafresh Truma from Issa Tumeya. Yeah, but you have no choice. We all eat Issa Tumeya. You're not allowed to eat it unless you're Mafresh Truma. Unless he makrish chalas. So he says, okay, then maybe only do the bare minimum. Only do what, maybe it's better to be dafke, to be korish shem b'machshava. It was necessary for you to be korish shem b'peh. So maybe he argues, the midigam nashim is more correct. That it's a special heter that halacha gives us, even though you're not allowed to be metame truma, you're not allowed to bring about truma t'meya, but you have no choice in order to be able to eat the challah, the bread, your cookies, whatever. You have to be makrish chalas. Maybe it's only permissible to the extent that it's necessary. But it should be nitalas and makshora. To be mekadeshit with the full kusha satruma, idei amir v'peh, maybe that's not allowed. So he thinks maybe the minigah noshim is more correct. Could be that is considered the kriya shem v'peh. That could be the bracha itself. Then you have the next parsha in the Torah is about a person did an aver sheyesh b'kores, he violates the aver b'shogeg, he has to bring a korban chatos, that's usually the din. Whoever violates an aver b'shogeg, which if he would have done it in Meis, it would have been kores, he does b'shogeg, it's chayav chatos. So what chatos does he bring? Kizba osiira. That's called chatos chelev. Why is it called chatos chelev? Because chelev is a dugma. From all the 36 chayvi krisis, amuris batara, shloishim mishesh kris, amuris batara, the first mishnah increases. So the typical avera is chaylev. Chaylev, he eats the chametz b'pesach, a person eats on Yom Kippur, he does malacha b'shabbos, he makes the uses shemen amishto, he makes the Torah, whatever, all list of 36. The arayas, a person who violates any one of those averas, has to bring a chatos, whether he can afford or not. It's not all of yori. As a chatas kvua. Kvua means it doesn't change based on how much he can afford, chatas kvua. But he brings either kizba or seira. What if the person violated avodah zarah? So then the pasuk says instead of bringing kizba or seira, he has to bring a zaka, kizba, seira, and nikedas. He says, nefesh achas techta b'shkoga, the griva, eiz bashnasa l'chatas. Not a kizba or seira, he brings a zaka in eiz. And what if it's a case where the Bez Nagodol made a mistake? That's in the beginning of Vayikra, you have the institution of Parhel and the Avishol Tzibur. There's not God made a mistake that said a certain type of cookie is, even though it's chametz, is muta b'pesah. He said a certain type of food you may eat on Yom Kippur for a certain activity is not a malacha, and everybody does it. The Bez Nagodol says muta is muta, everybody does it. And then later on, they realize they made a mistake, they changed the psak, and they say you're not allowed to do that. So it turns out that the Reit HaTzibur violated Chilo Shabbos, or ate Chametz B'Pesach, or ate Yom Kippur. They did some kind of an Avera, ate Chela, drank Dam, whatever. They did some kind of an Avera, B'Shoigeg, based on a Psak of the Bez Nagodol, on an issue of Kores. Instead of telling each and every individual person that he has to bring a Korban Chatos, the Bez Nagodol brings one Korban Chatos for everybody, that's provided Roif HaTzibur violated Avera. So they bring the Parhal and Dovashal Tzibus, everybody's there. So here the Parsha has a din. What if there's a certain form of Avodah Zarah? The Bez Nagodol said it's Mutter. And it's Mutter is Mutter, so everybody does it. Then after the Reva Tzibur did it, then the Bez Nagodol realized they made a mistake. This is the real McCoy. This is real Avodah Zarah. So they tell everybody they're not allowed to do it. So instead of bringing a regular Parhal and Dovashal Tzibur, the Torah requires that they have to bring Chatos in the Noila. And then Rashi points out, on the normal conditions, whenever you bring a chatos and oilah together, chatos kademis li'oilah, in the pasuk says, the oilah is kademis le'chatos. That's how it says in the Chumash. Yosu par ben boker echad le'oilah, the series in echad le'chatos. It's a weaker, it's missing an aleph, chatos, tes, top. It's chasa aleph, it says. That's a Rashi quotes from the Gemara. It's chaser al, because it's a weaker chatos. Normally the chatos for them is leo. Here it's not. And the general din that you have to have chatos kadems, let's say your yoledes has to bring a chatos and an oila. Whenever you bring a chatos and an oila, so look, hatchila, the Mishnah says the proper seder is, you bring first the chatos and then the oila. What if the yevad, you would bring first the oila and then the chatos? The Tosis in Kiddush and Daf Yukimon has two opinions about that. Here it's bedavka, that's the oil. You have to bring first the oil and then the chatas. Here they say it is mehupah, but by a normal case, chatas kademis li'oil, and then it's 2 days in Tosis, whether the seder is miyake. Why should the seder be miyake? That's what the Ritva there explains in Kiddushan and Daf Yigimov. There's a dina mechusa zman. If you bring a carbon, let's say, that says mechumish, when an animal is born, you have to wait till a Yom HaShmini. You can't bring the carbon to Shmina. So what's a din b'diyevet if you bring the carbon to Shmina? So that's psula mechus hazman. You're supposed to wait till the Yom HaShmini, you didn't wait. But similarly, the Mishnah said that the din of osu hazmano. You're not allowed to shecht osu hazmano b'yonech. Let's say a shecht did one, and the second one is a carbon. Doesn't matter whether the first was a carbon, it was not a carbon. I shechted the first one. And then I want to shech the second one on the same day, you're not allowed to. What if the second one is a carbon? You're still not allowed to. So what if you went ahead and you were makrivin? You were supposed to wait till tomorrow, not to violate us. As I brought it today. So the Mishnah say that's called a psula mechus hazman. You're supposed to wait till tomorrow. So here, this is also a psula mechus hazman. If you're supposed to have chatos kademis li'oyla, you brought the oyla before the chatos. Some Mishnayim say that that's even b'di'evet, it's a psula mechus hazman. It's not the same as the other mechus hazman. The other mechus hazman is supposed to wait till tomorrow, until Yom HaShmini. It's a different day. So shalom mechus hazman lebo b'yom. It's supposed to wait till later in the day. The Gemara has a discussion whether yesh mechus hazman lebo b'yom or ein mechus hazman lebo b'yom. The Parsha says that one who worships Avodah Zarah, the Mezid, that's correct. But therefore, one who worships Avodah Zarah, B'shogeg, should have been Chai V'chatas Kvua. And if the Bez Nagadol made the mistake, they should have offered a par on the Oshal Tzibur. But because Avodah Zarah is Mohammed and everything else, and that's why he had a special. Instead of an Akeva, Kizbo Sir has to be Dab Ganeis, and the Bez Nagadol has to bring this special Kvua. So the Torah repeats again, the punishment of Kores. In the middle of this listing of the punishment, it says, "Es Hashem hu megadev, nichros ha'anev sheyim mikerav amo." Usually, megadev means someone who is talking something. Megadev is a person. In the Chumash, you have the story about the megadev. He cursed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's a shaila. Is a megadev one who curses HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Is that what it means? "Es Hashem hu megadev, nichros ha'anev sheyim mikerav amo." That is Kores for megadev. So if one is megadev, es Hashem b'shoyge. He should possibly be chayev chatos. Maybe yeah, maybe not. Maybe ten bo maisa, or maybe there's no chorus from megadev. Ayit says as Hashem hu megadev. Maybe this goes on one who's singing in front of Avodah Zarah. They chant, they pray to the Avodah Zarah. So maybe that means he's worshiping Avodah Zarah. Not that he cursed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By worshiping Avodah Zarah, this is a bizayin to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Gemara increases in the first parak. As a machlokes satanan, how do you translate the pasuk? Maybe there's no chorus from megadev as Hashem. Maybe as Hashem who megadev goes on one who is shor b'fnei Avodah Zarah. So that's Avodah Zarah mamash, Avodah Zarah kidarko, whatever the practice is. Nichris ha'nev shahim kerev amah. Ki dvar Hashem bozer es mitzvos ha'eifar. Yikoris dikoris ha'nev shahim avoy nabo. So the Gemara has a tradition that this goes on additional people. Kidvar Hashem, the simple reading of the pasuk is because he worshipped Avodah Zarah. What's Kidvar Hashem Boza? That's mitzvah sahefa. What does that mean? Kidvar Hashem Boza. It means that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu proclaimed the Aseret Hadin, it's Anochi Elohim Elohim Pi Adgur Hashemayim. That's Anochi Hashem Elokev. The Baruch Hu is talking. And then, Laisis Hashem Hashem Elokev Elashom, Moshe Rabbein is talking. The rest of the difference, Moshe Rabbein is talking, and not HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's how we translate Kidvar Hashem Boza. He violated the Dibros from the Aseret Hadibros that HaKadosh Baruch Hu proclaimed himself. Piagura Shemayim. That's how Rashi quotes the Pashup Shat and the Pashup. Then the Gemara has an additional level of interpretation. Kidbar Hashem Bozar goes on one who doesn't believe in Torah Min Hashemayim. Or one is an Apikairis. Or one is Megalapanim HaKadosh Shalek HaLoch. It goes on other people. It's not a Hemshah from the previous Pasuk of Hashem Hu Megadu Penichriso. That he worshipped Avodah Zarah, his Megadev is Hashem. Those are other people. Those are Mavazah the Torah. He cursed the curse on Efshah, he Avodah Nabon. The Pasuk describes one who worships Avodah Zarah as if he violated all the mitzvahs. Chisishka v'lisah says, Kol ha-mitzvah say. What do you mean, Kol ha-mitzvah? It goes on one who worshipped Avodah Zarah. Why is it called Chisishka? Kol ha-mitzvah say. Shadibar Hashem al Moshe. But that's what the Gemara says, that one is Ovid Ovid Zara, Ki Ilu Kaifa B'chala Terekula. Ovid Zara Shkula Keneged Kala Terekula. So that's what we say, that one is a Mumal Ovid Zara, is Dina Ka'atim. shayla, is that a din deraisa, din derabbanan? If a person is a mum of avodah zarah, yishech tzebein. Mishnah says shchitas on the veil. If a nochri yishech tzebein and shchitas on the veil, that's a din deraisa. That's not that from sukkim. The question of what the pasuk is, but that's not that from sukkim. What about the mum of avodah zarah shayla? So the assumption, Mishnah is the Gemara say that it's no good. Is that a din deraisa also? That's the veilim and atar, that's only the veilim and the rabban. So this is a question in the poskim, where the mumal of it is our din kakum, is a real din deraisa, din derabban. So that's what some hold, that that's what the reading of the psukim say. In Sishgav al-Assas, it's called a mitzvah sailor, that one who worships Abadizara, it's considered as if he violated kolatar kumnu, and if he violated, so that's just the chaymar ha'aveira. But it doesn't necessarily lead you to believe that it's din kakum. Still not explicit that it's Dina Kaf. Anyway, this parsha goes on one who worships Abba Nizar B'Shogi, the Yochid, and then the Parham Davashot Tzibu for the Tzibu. At the end of the parsha, you have the story about the Mekoshesh. He didn't know what to do. He was Mechal Shabbos, Vayin Lichos, Abba Mishma, that put him in prison. Kima Parash, Ma'i Yasalo. They didn't know what they're supposed to do. What do you mean they didn't know what they were supposed to do? So Rashi quotes from the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Yodeh Hoya Moshe, that the Mekoshesh is B'Misa, just they were told Mechalei Amos Yomos, but they didn't know which Misa. So that's why they put him by Mishma. So Tosfos there on Sanhedrin asks Shtarki Kasha, a little Tosfos asks the Kasha. So we have Arba Misa's Bez, and we have one is Lamaylach and the other, Skila Sveta, Herig, and Chenek. Lamaylach can mean that this is Chamed and that, Machlek Zatanai. One Tana holds that Sveta, Chamura, and Skila, and Chenek is Chamer from Said. We pass from skill and strength to Herik Chenek. Chenek is the lowest. My nafkemini mission is chayv shtei misas, nit machamura. So if one did two different averes, which punishment should we give? You have to determine. You have to establish which one is the most common. So we pass from halacha. Chenek is the lowest. So therefore the klal is that kol misa amura batoristam in elachen. It says almost chayv misa. It doesn't say which one. So you can't be machmed to give him something worse than chenek. You go to hakol, like hamoyt machaber all of aray. So you go to hakol, so you give him chenek. So Tosfos says, so why did Moshe Rabbeinu put him in mishma? Do that there's a din mechalei amos yomos, so give him chenek. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu have hamid to give anything more than chenek? The Tosfos answer is because he is mechal shabbos befahesi. And the halacha says mechal shabbos befahesi din el ka'akum. Tosfos assumes that's a din deraisa, not everybody agreed. That Tosfos on Sanhedrin assumes that Gemara Chulin, that pay on the base, Machal Shabbos Pepehesia. Din Kovid Avedizora is a din deraisa, and Ovid Avedizora is Beskilo. So Moshe Rabbeinu was wondering, maybe the Mekoshi should get Skilo. Maybe Machale Masyumas Stami Samur Batur Stami in Elechenek. He Atar Hashem the Moshe Lahachmer Olav Elel Hakal Olav, like Hamboi Tzmachabe Olav Arayim. So you only give Chenek. And maybe since this Mekoshesh, since that Machal Shabbos Stam should be Chenek. And maybe the Mekoshesh, since he did Befrahesia, so maybe he's Dina Kak, and maybe he should be Beskiva. So that's why he was Mesubit. That's what Tosfos says. So in the Gilyan Ashas on the side of the Omer, the Kilevi affect Ashtar Kikasha. So what did the Ribbono Shel Olam tell Moshe Rabbeinu? You're right, the Din is Skiva. So how do you know that the Din is Manas Eskiva? Maybe it's on the Chal Shabbos Befrahesia. Because Tosfos built up a whole argument. What was Moshe Rabbeinu Mesubik at that? Maybe it should be Skila. Because Mechal Shabbos Befes, Yudina Kakir Avedizam. So how do we know Halacha Lamasa that Mechal Shabbos is Beskila? Maybe it's only Bechenik less than Mechal Shabbos Befes. That's Rebbe Kivegi's Kash. Khalif is Diki Kash.
We
I don't think so. I don't know if it has to do with Tank. The Misa represents a punishment for an Avera. So the Tanai Adamachlek is, look at all the Averas that get Sreva, all the Averas that get the Skila. The Adamachlek is which Averas are worse. So the Misa, I think by different people, is going to be different. The psychology is going to be different. Some people will suffer more from Skila than from Sreva. And you try to make all the Mises as easy as possible. The Gemara says, after the Racha come out, the Brola Misa Yop, and establishing the nature of each Misa, the skills way to hurt Chenek, you have to try to do it as delicately as possible, not to hurt his feelings and to make him drunk in advance, they shouldn't feel it. So I don't know if it goes, which one is more common.
That would be like, according to Shimon, like, Ishu Bita, the Basakai would be more common than Zara and other things like that.
That's what Gemara said. That's why we don't accept as a thing. We consider the Zara worse than Ishu Bita. Yeah. But he holds that those are various. That's how they each one established their opinion. They looked at all the Averis that get Skida and all the Averis that get Sreikha. They had an argument, which is worse? That's the question, yes. That's the question. But the Maisa, they gave them an Einan. She had the Maisa, they gave them an Isa. So apparently, either the Mubaka Shem Tzvichu will do the Zosman HaTorah, or it's not the Mubaka Shem Tzvichu. Basis in Yeshnerchen quotes on Medrash that the Koshish did the Shem Shammai. Why? Because after they were told, after the story of the Meragim, they're all going to die in the Midbar, they're not going to get there, it's Israel. So what do we have to keep Shabbos for? The whole purpose of keeping all the mitzvahs, including Shabbos, in order to get there, it's Israel. If we're going to drop that in the Midbar, so we may as well violate everything. Why should we keep the mitzvahs? So the Mekoshish went out of his way to Shem Shammai. He was Mechal Shabbos. In order to get punished, in order to show the people they better, he meant the Shem Shammai. They're going to make an example of me. He wanted they should make an example of him to teach all the Klalis of the lesson that they have to keep Shabbos and Kashrus and everything in me. That's what they said. So that's a Shaila and a later Akraim. Does that make it into Malach Hashem Tzvich Lugufa because he had this other motive? Rabbi Kinege quotes from the Chumas HaTash Beitz in the beginning of Yerodei, where it's the second Simon Beis in Yerodei. He says that Nachri Shechts is Nevela. If a Mumalabad is our Shechts, it's Nevela. And if a Machal Shabbos Befeesh is Shechts, it's also Nevela. And the Shach quotes the Bach, discusses whether these are the Raisa de Rabbanon. If the Mumalabad is our Mumalchal Shabbos, the Machloikis, but it's the Raisa de Rabbanon. So there, Rabbi Kinege quotes from the Tash Beitz. Some have a tradition, it's only the Melecha Sakarka. But the Mekoshesh, the Mekoshesh was Mechal Shabbos b'Malach HaSakar. So there's an opinion, it's very strange, that we should distinguish within the Malachas Gufa. That one Tana says Havara l'lav yotzas. Havara is different from the other. And one Tana says the Chovel HaMavir is different. The Kalkul Chovel HaMavir is higher. So and then Rishonim say that Hoitzo Malacha Grui, Hoitzo is a different category, slightly different, the Halachas are different. And then you have also in Chumash, single that, it says Bacharish Abakotzer Tishbos, and now I'll do Harisho Tzira. Why does the Chumash single out Bacharish Abakotzer Tishbos, Harisho Tzira together with all the other Malachas? That's what Rav Soloveitchik said, if one should accept this opinion, because you can make it quoted, that the moment Chal Shabbos Pefes, Dina Kakam only applies, so maybe that's why the Chumash singles out Bachorish of Akotze Tishbos, because that's Malacha Sakarka. So that's a different category. But it never says that in the Gemara. That's a strange thing. Then the Parsha ends with the Din of Tzitzis. We have an obligation to put on Tzitzis, Chavis, but love on all of the Godim. It says in the Pasuk, you should put on Tzitzis, Akanti Vigdehim, the Doiroi Son, throughout all the future generations. Well, what does it say, the Doiroi Son? So the Gemara says that in Krisis on the Tesamid Aleph that it's possible to be the Kabbal Geir Matfila Bizman Azeh, even though the Geir is obligated to bring a korban when he converts. So how can he be the Kabbal Geir Bizman Azeh? There's no Bizman. The Gemara says, since it says the Dara Sam, it implies that you can even be the Kabbal Geir in a generation when there's no Bizman. So that's what some of the Gedolim suggested. The Gemara has a Machlokes HaTanaim. Where the Tchelus is Ma'akeh and the Tzitzis. And you make Tzitzis without Tchelus. So one opinion, the Rebbe's opinion, is that you're not Yotzi anything. And the Baal HaMor writes, he thinks the Halacha is like Rebbe. Baal HaMor Perakam HaMadlik, and thinks the Din should be like Rebbe. So that's what some say, that's why it says in Dor HaSam, throughout all the generations, even if you live in a generation, we don't have Tchelus, you should still put on the Halacha. But they're not Ma'akeh Mezeh. There's a Sefer on Chumash by the Dayan, the Vilna Dayan. You know what's the name of the Sefer? The Torah Tmima took everything from him. Ribid Azov. The Torah Tmima writes, acknowledges that he used the Ribid Azov. He used it very heavily. He even has all the misprints. Kapazov, he doesn't give credit. He used the Ribid Azov very heavily. So the Ribid Azov has a suggestion that he was the Dayan in Vilna when the Vilna Gaon was alive. has all marmikaimis, like the Torah Tumim. The Torah Tumim spells it out and explains. He just gives you all the marmikaimis and the Gemara from the Rishon. So he makes this suggestion. But there are some things, even if you live in a generation where there's no chelos. Somebody asked me, are there any sources in the Talmud that the tchelis is poison? So I asked why. So he said he works for the federal government. I don't know his name, I forgot his name. He lives in Los Angeles. He works for the federal government and he tests all the dyes and clothing to make sure they don't have poison. But sometimes the children or adults will start something on their shirt or on their sleeve or something. So if they're going to use dyes that are poisoned, so the people can get sick from it. So he tested the trailers that they have now, and it's poisonous. He wanted to know, are there any sources? So I said, I just know Rashi and Chumash says that trailers is Loshen Tichlo, death. That trailers represents, the color of trailers represents the color of the sky at midnight when Makas Becheres occurred, and it's supposed to remind us of Yitzias Mitzrayim and Makas Becheres. Trailers is the miyuchad is supposed to remind me. That's how Rashi writes. The tchel is supposed to be the color of the sky at midnight to remind us of Makas Peres part. That was the when Yitzias Mitzrayim was completed. The Rambam in Hilchos Tzitzis writes not so. I'm like the tchel is the color of the sky in the daytime, in the afternoon. It's a light blue. It's not such a dark, dark blue.
The Rav Elazar is right. So then it should come out like the Gemara increases that even this man that you have tchel is should be ma'akev.
Okay, that's what he says. Maybe the Chachamim was disagreeing with Rebbe. The Gemara doesn't explain what the Makar is. So maybe this is the Makar because it says the Dairi Sam. I don't know if it's such a good drasha of the Dairi Sam. The Gemara says the Dairi Sam by a Korban Agir. The Korban Agir is not the Akiv Isman Azeh. Because the Chumash talks about the generation where there won't be a Dairi Sam Mikdash. And it says the Dairi Sechem. Chayar Gwit Chachir, the Dairi Sechem. Throughout all the future generations, including a generation which the Torah speaks of, that there'll be a generation where there won't be a Beis Hamikdash. The Torah never spoke of a generation where there's no Tchelos. So just because it says the Dor HaSechem, it doesn't necessarily mean even in a generation where there's no Tchelos, the Chumash doesn't necessarily talk about such a thing. He thinks not so. He thinks Dor HaSechem means throughout all the generations. If you live in a generation where there's no Tchelos, it's talking to you. It doesn't have to, you don't have to have that the Chumash should speak about the possibility of such a generation. Okay, I apologize, I gotta go. Morris says, one of the Amoraim, when he went to a Din Torah, he says, I'm going to my Tliya. I'm going to sign my death warrant. Okay. I hope it'll be a peaceful Din Torah.